Evans had gone all the way down the stairs to the ground floor before he realized Drake hadn't asked him about his stitches. Everyone else he had seen that day had made some comment about them, but not Drake. Of course, Drake had a lot on his mind with the preparations for the conference. Directly ahead, Evans saw the ground floor conference room bustling with activity. The banner on the wall read, "Abrupt climate change. The catastrophe ahead." 20 young people clustered around a large table on which stood a scale model of the interior of an auditorium and the surrounding parking lot. Evans paused to watch for a moment. One of the young people was putting wooden blocks in the parking lot to simulate cars. "He won't like that," another one said. "He wants the slots nearest the building reserved for news vans, not buses." "I left three spaces over here for news," the first kid said. "Isn't that enough?" "He wants 10. 10 spaces? How many news crews does he think are going to show up for this thing?" "I don't know, but he wants 10 spaces, and he's told us to arrange extra power and phone lines." "For an academic conference on abrupt climate change? I don't get it. How much can you say about hurricanes and droughts? He'll be lucky to have 3 crews." "Hey, he's the boss. Mark off the 10 slots and be done with it." "That means the buses have to go way in the back." 10 slots, Jake." "Okay, okay." "Next to the building, because the line feeds are very expensive. The auditorium's charging us an arm and a leg for the extra utilities." At the other end of the table, a girl was saying, "How dark will it be in the exhibition spaces? Will it be dark enough to project video?" "No, they're limited to flat panels. Some of the exhibitors have all-in-one projectors." "Oh, that should be all right." A young woman came up to Evans as he was standing looking into the room. "Can I help you, sir?" She looked like a receptionist. She had that bland prettiness. "Yes," he said, nodding toward the conference room. "I was wondering how I arranged to attend this conference." "It's by invitation only, I'm afraid," she said. "It's an academic conference, not really open to the public." "I've just left Nick Drake's office," Evans said, "and I forgot to ask him." "Oh, well, actually, I have some comp tickets at the reception desk. Do you know which day you'll be attending?"
"All of them," Evans said.
"That's quite a commitment," she said, smiling. "If you'll come this way, sir."